Happy Thursday. This is Listener Mail.
So we have a letter from one of our fans of the podcast, Tyler from Connecticut, says here. First question. Oh, it's for me. That's exciting.
It's always going to be for
me. You worked a lot with Ben Masters. I did. Do you have any funny stories of working with Ben or... And do you think it ever happened on the podcast? Wow. I have a million funny stories.
Can you tell any?
Ben, I don't remember any of them. No, I remember a couple of them. One of the things that I remember fondly about Ben is because I idolized him. I learned a lot from him, watching him work through his professionalism and his hard work, always knew his stuff, was always on time. And we were out, I remember this, we were outside, hanging out on those tables. You remember those tables outside the dressing rooms at the, on the lot? And,
Where everybody smoked.
I was smoking and back then. And, don't tell my doctors. And,
I lie on the sheet. Never smoked a day in my life.
Anyway, never smoked a day in my life. He said, you know, Travis, doesn't matter what you do. You do a film, you do a television show in prime time. It's all just like this. You know your lines, you show up on time, and you spend a lot of time waiting around. But you always got to be good when the camera starts rolling. So that was something that I remember every
day. That's hilarious. What a funny story.
No, I didn't say it was funny, Dick. One of my favorite stories of Ben's, and Natalie knows this story, is he tells a story about, he did Broadway. He was original cast of The Bicycle, I believe, which was on Broadway.
No, that's not what it was called. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to do that to you.
Well, use your phone. Find it out. I'm going to talk, and you just look for it.
It's not under Ben Masters in here, I can tell you that.
It's hard to find.
It's really hard to find. It's not The Bicycle, but we'll errors and omissions. We'll put it in there.
Sure.
Anyway,
Boys in the Band?
No.
Key Exchange.
Wait, maybe. That was made into a movie. It was Key Exchange.
He had a 13-month run. Key Exchange is famous.
Yeah, but I mean, like in the Playbill. In the Playbill, he's original cast. Like,
yeah,
worked up to Broadway. Key Exchange. I don't think he was the original cast. I think he did it, but I don't think he was original cast. Like, originated the role is what I'm talking about.
I disagree. Go
ahead. Anywho. He told this story about, so they had friends on Broadway that were doing hair. And so what they would do is at the end of their show, in the right before the last act, they'd drop acid. And so by the time their show ended, they would change, run out the back of the theater and go into the hair show where they were doing the finale. And the finale of the hair show back then was like everyone in the audience or everyone in the show pours out into the audience, half naked, whatever. Everything goes singing, "Let the sunshine." It was like a celebration. And they would join their friends in the curtain call, like tripping balls.
Because
they would peak right. They had timed it perfectly. And I was like, I love this man so much that you guys did that. And he was like, it was fun. It was awesome. I'm like, and it was one of those stories that you hear from people and you go, oh, I wish I would have lived back then. That would have been so much fun. He did a lot of fun stuff like that.
He also
has a funny story.
Oh, I can't do that story. I mean, maybe I could. I don't know.
I got other stories.
We've got a lot.
But I can't share those stories.
No, we can share that he turned down the lead role in Magnum P.I. that later went to Tom Selleck.
No.
Wait, was it Miami Vice? Miami Vice.
Yeah, he told me that story. So
that went to Don Johnson.
But Ben was so on set. He encouraged me. He supported me. He was a mentor to me, and I really appreciated that. It helped me out a lot. Gave me some confidence to know this experienced theater guy, and I respected him because of that. Was like, you're doing great, Travis. I appreciate that. Tyler has another question.
Well, hold on. You didn't answer. And do you think that you'd ever have him on the podcast?
Oh,
we can't find him.
No,
we can't.
No,
find him.
Ben is,
he doesn't want to be found.
Yeah.
And Ben, that's okay.
And I, not that we've really tried, but,
I've tried.
I would love to, but I don't think that's a possibility.
So Ben, I'm sure you're listening. Ben Masters.
Yeah, Ben. Ben, if you're listening, I love you. I'd love to have you on the podcast. Natalie loves you too. Okay, second question. If Passions ever got a reboot or even a one-time episode reunion, would you take part in it?
No.
No hesitation whatsoever.
No hesitation.
I mean, I'm not doing a lot lately, so
yeah, what does
I
it
would
pay?
Definitely.
That's, I think, the first question.
I would definitely think about it. It would be, because I'm not really doing that much and, you know, be fun. I'd say yes. I'd say yes. But as soon as they tell me how to do any of it, I'd say, oh, no, I'm doing it my way. And then I would make Ethan just like Julian Crane.
Accent and all.
Accent and all. All right.
Thank you, Tyler. From Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Tyler from Connecticut. Our next question is from Raymond.
Raymond.
Raymond says, first off, I love the podcast.
Yay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ray.
I think you're both hilarious, and it's fun hearing behind-the-scenes stories of a show I loved. My question for both of you, as a huge pro wrestling fan, first off, have you ever watched WWF or WWE? And there are a lot of similarities between both shows if you really think about it with storylines. Do you think it at all influenced Passions as wrestling in 1999, 2001-ish was at its peak in popularity? Raymond, you're giving the show way too much credit.
Yeah.
But your observation is really keen and not wrong. I mean, they're both very similar genres, I guess. I mean, wrestling is basically just a soap. I think they maybe even do it better.
I think I would say that wrestling definitely influenced in the kind of wrestling spectacle of it, like two rivals going at each other. But in also talk show TV, definitely, when, you know, just the bickering in each other.
Yeah, that was around like the time when Jerry Springer was doing the whole, like, who's the dad?
So,
yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, because of its popularity, I say, you know what? I say, Ray, I think there's something to your statement there, because that all was happening around then. It was all getting very popular.
Raymond should have been a writer on Passions.
Oh, man, yeah.
Maybe he was.
Yeah, we, you know what I remember? I remember the Boston Bulldogs. Those were my favorite, and they did that funky arm thing. Those were my guys that I liked to watch in the WWF or WWE world, whatever it was.
Thank you, Raymond, for your question and for watching or listening. My mom watches the podcast, just so everybody knows. Yeah. Everyone else listens to it. That was Listener Mail.